I can't believe you just said that song was tragic. That's one of my favorite songs of all time.
It's a wonderful song. I'm just saying it's so sad.
Hi, folks. It is April the 28th, 2010. You are listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
And you are listening to us on WVWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. And as always, we are broadcasting with pride worldwide on QNation.fm. Let's get started.
I love that you still have to look at the sheet to figure out what station we're on.
It's only been 2 years.
Yeah.
On Sunday, May 2nd of this year, there is an amazing pageant taking place that we feel that you all need to know about. Here to give us all the scoop is one of the event's producers, one of the most hilarious comics around, and a guest on this show way back when, Paul Case. Welcome back to this show.
Welcome
so
back.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, thanks. I'm a little cold, but I'm doing all right.
It snowed here today, Paul.
It snowed.
It's freezing in New York.
Snow.
You have snow, but you're a little bit further north, but it's still almost May.
Oh, man, it's crazy.
Yeah, it snowed.
Okay, we're moving on from the snow. All right, say, hey, Paul, what's going on May 2nd?
On May 2nd, what are you talking about? Could you be talking about the Miss Faghead pageant?
I heard there was such a thing. Tell us.
Ooh, do I qualify?
I don't know. You should have entered.
It's too late, Becca.
What?
It's too late for this year. It's too late, but you can do it next year. This is the second annual that we've done. So, yeah, it's Sunday, May 2nd at 8 o'clock at Comics Comedy Club in New York on 14th Street. And it's a benefit for the Hedrick Martin Institute, which is the home of the Harvey Milk High School.
This is very exciting.
Can I just say I love how he let me down so easy there?
Well, I think he's preparing you for next year's pageant.
Yeah, okay.
I am. Listen, do you realize that this week we've had people trying to submit already? And we're like, the deadline was in March, people. You need to read your backstage.
Miss Faghag 2011, just sit and wait. Now, what are the different categories, Paul?
Okay, so there's a new one this year compared to last year. So I'll talk about the old ones first. There's an evening wear where we want these girls to put on their best, what they would wear out with their gay best friend for a night. There is
qualify after all.
We have present your gay in a swimsuit, so the girls get to, you know, in a beauty pageant, girls are a little bit objectified, so now they get to objectify their boys.
That's awesome.
It's not all about skin. So, you know, last year the winner of the pageant, her and her gay, did a Grey Gardens theme where he was Big Edie and she was Little Edie.
Oh, my.
So, it's creativity. We have a talent portion, of course.
Of course.
Sassy Q&A. And this year, which is new to the pageant, is the Skinny Girl Online Video Challenge, which is sponsored by Bethany Frankel from The Real Housewives of New York. Her company, Skinny Girl Margarita, sponsored this. So,
wow.
It's kind of a big deal for us.
That's a huge... Yeah. We love Bethany.
Yeah, Bethany's great. She actually just did a little video for us today that we're going to be showing, so that's exciting.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, can men enter the Miss Fag Hag contest?
No.
No.
Oh, so Ken can't be my fag hag?
No.
He can be your sponsor.
But we couldn't do it vice versa. Wow, that just seems like discrimination.
Well, we're celebrating the unsung heroes of the gay community. You would definitely qualify. You could totally do this.
All right, Becca, we're going to prep you.
He would have to sponsor you, though. He would have to be the one in the swimsuit.
Yeah.
So okay, due to the patriarchy, I need to... Is that what you're saying? I need to be vetted by a gay man?
Could I be in, like, a onesie swimsuit?
You can wear a bed sheet. I don't care.
Ken is a very modest man.
I feel like you're saying it's not about me, Paul, and I don't appreciate that.
Well, it can be about... Listen, it can be about you as much as you want it to be. As much as she wants it to be, actually, because it's got to be her idea about what she wants her theme to be. If it's objectified Ken, then...
Ooh, I like this. I'll have the power.
You can stand in the back in a tracksuit and make him parade naked. Who cares?
I'm telling you. Wow, that's so not happening. Anyway, there are some famous people, too. Are there not, Paul?
There are. We have our celebrity judges. We have Caroline Ray.
Love her.
We have Michael Musto, who's a columnist for The Village Voice, who's a huge New York name.
Sassy.
And we have John Cameron Mitchell, which is really exciting. We've got, who else? I'm actually looking at the website, so I don't forget these people. We have Sahara Davenport from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Wow.
Darius DeHaas from Broadway. We've got the Spangles Dance Company from America's Got Talent.
Wow.
And then we've got other people like Bailey Hanks from Legally Blonde, Judith Regan, Hedda Lettuce, Abiola Abrams from VH1, and then last year's winner, Heather Shield, is going to perform too, so it's really exciting.
This is very... Now, what will you be doing during the show?
Drinking heavily and running around to make sure that everything's going as it should.
What will what will Sean Hollenbach be doing?
The exact same thing, because last year, Sean and I hosted the show, and we decided this year we wanted to take a step back, and we have Mel and Elle, who are this great cabaret comedy duo, are hosting the show for us this year, so it's really going to be good, and we can sit back and just watch the past few months of our work unfold before our
this
eyes.
This is so exciting.
That is exciting.
Now, I know you already said it, but I want you to repeat again. Where is this money going to?
This money is going to the Hetrick Martin Institute, which is the home of the Harvey Milk School, which is a safe haven for GLBT youth who have been, maybe not necessarily, but maybe have been kicked out of their home, who have been felt unsafe at the school that they were in. So it's a public school funded by the city of New York, I believe is correct to say.
It is. It is.
Yeah. And it's a really, really good program for these kids. It's really, you know, they provide a lot for kids who don't have a lot or maybe don't have access to a lot. So we're really happy to be working with them again.
Fun.
So
and
are
a
you
cause.
All sold out?
Oh my, we're very, very close. We're definitely going to sell out this year, which is exciting. Last year we sold the standing room capacity only, so
Wow.
This year ticket sales are already really high, so get your tickets now. They're cheaper if you buy them in advance, too.
Wow, and I'm going to be on my way back up from New Jersey to Vermont on Sunday.
You should.
What time?
Around 8 p.m. on May 2nd.
You can stop by and be my guest if you want.
You
oh, my
totally
gosh,
go.
I will totally
now, where,
come.
Where do people go to get tickets, Paul?
You can go to comicsny.com. It's comixny.com. Or if you go to missfaghag.com, all one word.
There's a link to it.
There is, yes.
I just did that.
Good.
Oh, you just did it? And you can also go, because there's a few days left, you can go to the contestants. If you go there, you can see all of their videos for the Skinny Girl Margarita online video challenge and help get them votes. If you like it, watch it, spread it, tell your friends to watch it, because that's how they win that part of the competition. They get a lot of extra points for that.
This
is so exciting.
That's awesome.
Paul.
It's really exciting. We're going to look forward to doing it again next year, and hopefully it just gets bigger and better each year.
And I feel like Ken's going to do such a good job explaining to my boss why I'm really late on Monday. I feel like he's going to do a really good job
at
that.
I will do a very good job at that. Now, Paul, you're on the show right now. We got you on the air, and we know that you are, shall we say, a pop culture connoisseur.
That's correct.
So can we do a little, throw out a couple topics at you and get your quick reactions?
Sure.
All right. Pop culture going on right now. Betty White.
It's about time.
There you go. Glee.
Matthew Morrison ruined Spire for me. just before I called in, I just Hulu'd it and watched it, and I was like, why does he sing in every episode?
Oh.
Kristen Chenoweth, incredible.
She's just, yeah, she's a dynamo. She's dynamo.
Yeah, yeah.
Justin Bieber.
Is he done yet?
I think we still have a little bit more. I think we got a little more Justin. And what about RuPaul's Drag Race?
Incredible. I love it.
Did you watch the finale?
I didn't watch it yet. I'll have to, I don't have cable and I'm never home, so I spend... Tonight I've got a lonely night with a bottle of wine so I can catch up on everything.
That sounds
fantastic.
Good.
What am I missing on it?
It's, well, they crown the winner.
When did it air?
I think it aired on Monday night. I never watch it on TV. I watch it on Logo's online network thing.
Oh, and Logo's also going to be live tweeting from Miss Fag Hag, too.
Come on.
Wow.
Paul, this is great.
I'll totally harass their tweeter. Is that what you call a person who tweets? Who is the person who tweets?
They're called twats, aren't they?
I was going to go there, but I so didn't. You were there first.
I've just become obsessed with the Twitter, so.
Now, are you working? I don't feel like you have time to work on anything else. Are you working on other things?
Kind of. You know, I got asked to do a show this summer at a nudist convention, which I'm trying to figure out if that's going to happen or not.
Now, do you have to be nude for that?
No, I'll be the only one who has their clothes on still.
Hot.
Which kind of makes it more exciting.
A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, and then I produce a show every Friday in New York called The Back Room, which is at Comics also, and that's at 9:30 every Friday, and it's free. And then I don't know. I'm doing some stuff. It's always a show here or there, and right. figuring out what's going on. I'm doing a radio show next Monday with Kareth Foster on the Day of the Day.
Oh, that's exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah, good.
All right. Well, we are looking forward to your Vermont romp. When's that happening?
I went camping in Vermont over the summer.
And you what? Didn't stop here?
Come on.
What?
Where'd you go?
I went to Brattleboro, actually.
Paul?
What?
I got off the highway and I had lunch at some kind of diner-esque place with a red roof.
At the Chelsea Royal Diner?
No, it wasn't a proper diner. It was like a chain diner.
Oh, it was like at a Bickford's.
Like Bickford's, yeah.
It was a Bickford. That's what it was. I'd never been to one.
And you didn't call us.
It was like 40 minutes on like a Thursday afternoon. Should I have?
Yes. That's my prime time. That's
we would
I
have
shine.
Dropped everything.
People
you come to lunch with me?
Always. But, yeah, not so much at Bickford's.
Well,
but
you're treating. Listen, we can go wherever you want.
I find that people always say, you know, that Ken, he shines on random 40 minutes on Thursdays.
So yeah, that's what they say about me, too.
There you go.
Well, listen, I'll keep that in mind. I'm going to Maine in July, and I'll be driving up through. So maybe I'll have to make a little detour.
All right.
I think so.
We would love
email.
To see you.
Email, we reply to all emails.
Hey, Paul, we are so excited for your show. We're thrilled to have you on, and we know
thanks
it's
for
just...
Me.
We
and
know
I'm totally gonna... coming, so I need you to should... put me on that list, because...
I'll email, and we'll figure it out.
Okay, good deal.
Paul, an absolute treat. So have an amazing time that night.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. All the best, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye. What you do if you go with the music takes you. But you know that the sun will be more. And there are days you're afraid you will say what is in a fall. Sunday, Monday rolls around. Tuesday, Wednesday, all the time. Searching for some inspiration. Thursday, Friday, you stay home. Saturday, you're all alone.
That's Ari Gold. He's going to be calling in just a few. Thank you to Paul Case talking about Miss Fag Hag 2010.
And how excited are we to have Ari Gold back
love
on the
Ari
show?
Gold. Love Ari Gold. Downloaded some new Ari Gold music today. So I thought I would be very generous to the WVEW radio station. So I bought a new pair of headphones because all the headphones are really busted. So I went to Walmart. Because I didn't know where else to go, because nothing was really open at 8 p.m. tonight. And I was walking to my car, and a pickup truck drove by. And they weren't driving right by me. They were on the other side of the parking lot, and they yelled out, someone yelled out the window, "Faggots," plural, right? So I had this moment, like the first thing, I kid you not, the first thing I thought was, oh, plural, I'm by myself. Oh, they think I'm in a relationship. Hey, these people think we're in relationships. That's a step forward. And then I started processing. This is what went through my head.
When were you at Walmart tonight?
This was like a half an hour ago. This was right before the show. I left a little early just to pick up new headphones. And then I thought, okay, well, wait, what just happened? Why did that happen? And then I remembered, oh, because I have a rainbow sticker on my car. So this is going to come out all kinds of wrong, and I'm acknowledging that before it comes out of my mouth. But I'm obviously not saying that I deserved that or that I earned that, because no one deserves that, because it's a really violent, violence-filled word. But I don't know. Why do I have a rainbow sticker on my car? It's not so people will yell faggot or faggots plural at me. Certainly not. But it's certainly those who are inclined to yell it, it gives them a target. And then maybe in some ways I'm okay with that because I can handle it, although now I'm working through my issues on a radio show. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
you're talking to
sticker.
Another person who has a rainbow sticker, which has caused me all sorts of trouble. Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like it's just as important to have the rainbow sticker to show other people that they're not alone.
Right. But this is a
byproduct.
But
it does make you a target.
It does make you a target.
It does make you a target.
I don't know. It's one of those, I love those moments where a million things go through your head in a very short amount of time. And for me, it was, oh, plural, yay. I don't know.
We all have these moments, I think. But that's awful, and I'm sorry that happened.
Okay.
And if you want to go beat them up together, we can go do that after the show.
The important thing is that love wasn't built in a day, and now Ari Gold's going to sing about it.
Yay, Ari.
I used to think it was an instant thing. A night, a savior, a king. Didn't wanna give up on living my dreams.
But you can't
predict what life will bring.
You came in riding without any sword. Then you started confiding like no one had before. You came out of hiding. You stayed for more, but I still didn't know. It took some time to get it right. Couldn't just jump in, was in for the fight. I'm hoping it will find a way. Love wasn't built in a day. The ones that you love.
Sometimes you love just because.
You wonder if it ever will be enough.
When the time's getting tough.
I feel so inviting. You opened a door.
But
I'm still deciding if you're who I'm here for.
But I keep on finding that I'm wanting more.
Wrong again. It took some time to get it right.
Couldn't
just jump in, was in for the fight.
I knew that we will find a way.
Love wasn't
Good stuff. Good stuff. Love Wasn't Built in a Day by tonight's guest. I feel that it is time to welcome our guest. You ready?
Yeah.
Guest, are you ready to be welcomed?
Who, me?
Yes,
that's you.
You.
You're the guest. All right, let's welcome him. Award-winning independent recording artist Ari Gold was the first independent artist to debut at number one on MTV Network's Logo. He's received critical acclaim from all the major magazines. He's been a member of the Out 100, our favorite list of all the lists. He's got studio albums, a coffee table book, a remix CD, and he has remained at the forefront of the fight for human rights. But he'll always have a special place in the This Show Is So Gay heart.
He will, and our archive.
For doing a voice on Gem and the Holograms. Ari Gold, welcome to This Show Is So Gay.
Thank you for having me. You can't forget that I was also recently knighted, so you can now refer to me as Sir Ari Gold.
Who knew? I had no idea.
Yeah, I was knighted by the Imperial Court of New York.
Wow.
1,000 gowns. It's one of the best New York events. And it's just a bunch of people wearing these fabulous gowns and a lot of people in drag. And it raises money for In God's Love We Deliver and Equity Fights AIDS.
Wow.
And they knighted me this year and I became a sir.
Sir, wow. Gold, welcome to This Show Is So Gay.
Ken, you're not a sir.
I want to be a sir now. I would like to be a dame. Hey, Ari, is it okay that we boiled most of your career down to how excited we were that you did a voice on Gem and the Holograms?
Oh, you wouldn't be the first. there are certain things you can just never live down, you know? It's like, Madonna's cone breasts.
Yeah, it's true. That's forever.
Critical acclaim, sure. 3 CDs, great. Logo, whatever. Gem and the Holograms, woohoo! Good stuff.
We're mature like that.
Yeah. So now I want to start off with the most general comment on your website, and because I thought it was kind of a fun launching off point. So this is from your own website, Ari Gold. Ari looks forward to continuing this work and to bringing his music and message to fans around the globe. What is Ari Gold's message?
Wow. Well,
you're bringing it to the globe.
Yes.
I mean, at the risk of sounding corny.
Go for it.
The message is definitely about, you know, LOVEs.
Nice.
And it's also about our humanity. You know, I think by me having been specific about my sexual identity and my being gay and having done that from my very first album that came out in 2000, I think that is, you know, some people think, oh, why do you have to do that? Or why do you have to say you're gay? Or why do you have to make that an issue? But it's like, to me, when we talk about who we are and we talk about the details of our lives and the specifics of who we are, that is a way for us to come together and to share and to unite. So that's my message.
That's your message. And it's going all around the globe.
And, you know, well, yeah. And you know, I mean, I a part of my message has also been that I really, even though my goal and my passion has always been to unite and has always been to be universal in my message. I also did always have a very strong sense of responsibility that somebody needed to make music for us. And when I say us, I mean gay people.
Yeah.
You know, this is so gay. I mean,
It's so gay.
You know, somebody needed to really speak specifically to our experiences. And I'm so thrilled that, you know, as I've been making music over the last decade, I've been making music for longer, but as I've been releasing it over the last decade, that there are so many more voices to be heard, and there are so many more gay artists out there, openly gay artists, who are making music, and I hope that it continues, and I hope that more and more artists actually speak about that experience within the music, not just to come out and say that they're gay, but also to explore these issues and explore the things that we go through. Because in exploring, like I said before, in exploring the specifics, the specificity of what we go through, I think that's how other people can relate. I mean, one of the things that I always found so amazing about the popularity of a show like Will and Grace was I couldn't believe how specific they would get sometimes. Like, they really did not try to pander to some sort of sense of of what middle America can get and understand. You know, the jokes were like very inside. You know, you would have jokes about Lady Bunny.
Yeah.
You would have jokes about Purim, which is a Jewish holiday. And I just loved that. And somehow yet we all were able to come together and understand and relate to that. And I think that's cool.
You don't have to tell me about Purim, Ari Gold. It's not a holiday. Now, I have to tell you, we have a ton of singer-songwriters on the show. It's kind of become our thing of just having a ton of singer-songwriters. And when you go on their Facebook pages, the one constant, and I have a PhD, Ari Gold, so I am qualified to do
things.
This research. One correlation from page to page to page is that they list you as one of their influences and that they are a fan of you.
Yep.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's really, it is one of the constants from all these up-and-coming gay singer-songwriters that you are the constant.
Yes, they all watch Gem and the Holograms. It's amazing.
You know, Gem was one of my favorite shows growing up. It was a huge honor to be on the show, and she was a very big inspiration to me, because if you look at the show, she really was doing things her own way, and she was kind of an independent artist herself, running her own record label and everything. So I drew inspiration from her, no doubt. But that's an amazing thing. I'm really happy to hear that. You made my day by telling me that. And, you know, I think, a lot of people ask me, you know, what gave me that courage, because when I was making music, when I first was writing and putting out music, there really wasn't people out there in the pop, R&B, you know, dance,
right,
scene that was, you know, putting male pronouns and things like that in their songs. And I don't know, I saw there to be a real void, and I thought, oh, well, if there's a, you know, it's not often that you could actually see something that hasn't been done before in art or anything. I mean, really, it's all, everybody recycles everything. It's all about putting something in a fresh spin or trying to put a fresh spin to it. But the fact that there was such a void of you know, I wanted to have songs that I didn't have growing up. You know, songs that may have maybe made me feel a little bit better about who I was growing up. So, because, you know, I, like most gay boys, grew up with a lot of pain and shame and torture. So.
Yeah,
absolutely. And while you speak of visibility, you don't get much more visible than RuPaul's Drag Race. And I've heard a rumor, I've read somewhere, that you're actually a big RuPaul's Drag Race fan. Is this a true story, or did I make
RuPaul's
this up?
Drag Race fan. I'm a huge RuPaul fan, and I also am a huge friend of the man himself, RuPaul. He's actually been a very big supporter and friend of mine, and I even helped him out when he was going through the transition of having before that. Putting albums through a major label, he started to do stuff independently himself, and I actually helped him kind of show him some of the indie ropes that I was using at the time, and he's, you know, credited me for that, which is really cool.
That's amazing.
Now, I was reading there, you have such great interviews on your website, and I always love reading just the different opportunities and the outlets in the gay media to just express your voice, and one quote that I was really a fan of in an interview you did last year. You said, quote, "I do see my art as a form of activism, but I also try to help out LGBT and human rights organizations as much as I can." Where is kind of that line for you between your responsibility as an out artist and kind of helping out LGBT organizations? Because you are an artist. You are first and foremost an artist, and your art is loved around the world. Is that, as you said, it's a form of activism in itself. How much more do you feel like you really need to do?
Well, you know, I think the goal, just sort of spiritually, is always to give back. You know, like whatever you've been given and whatever you've received, to try and give back, maybe even give back more than what you've received.
Right.
You know, so I mean, while I do think that I've given a lot through my art alone, but my art is also my own gift to myself. I mean, being able to create and being able to do that is just a huge gift. So, so whenever I can help out an organization by my, you know, by actually being there or helping with the some of the work or lending my name or my voice or hosting or performing or, you know, or just at an event to raise money, you know, any of those things, you know, I try to be as involved as I possibly can.
And you've done quite a bit for HRC, and I know that we've talked about it a lot in the past couple of weeks. HRC is definitely they're taking a bit of a beating in the popular press, certainly in the gay press these days. What are your expectations of our big national LGBT organizations?
Well, I'm not even sure if I you might need to fill me in on what this beating is for me to answer that question. But
it's definitely a general kind of, all right, where is the progress? Where is the progress, and what is the role of the big LGBT organizations?
It's the same argument that comes up about this time every year around Pride time, where everyone starts looking back and saying, what has HRC done for us this year? And it can be ugly.
You know, I will say this. I think I've said this before, that, you know, I think every type of organization plays a different role.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, sometimes you wonder why there's so many organizations. And I mean, on one hand, I think we all do need to come together and try to figure out how to work together and share things from one organization to the next. But each one plays a different role, whether it's a smaller grassroots thing, whether it's an organization that's focusing more on youth or more on rights or more on, you know, and all of that plays a part in helping us move forward and I think achieving the rights that we need and the rights that we deserve. You know, it's just funny because you told me that you were playing my song before I came on, Love Wasn't Built in a Day, and that's kind of what the song is about, because as much as I have a lot of radical thinking and thoughts and I love progressive politics and all that, but at the same time, love wasn't built in a day.
Right.
We do have to sometimes take it step by step, and every step forward is a triumph and an accomplishment. So, I mean, patience is not easy for me. Trust me.
You were actually one of the few artists, one of the few public figures that when President Obama was elected, your comments were very tempered, and I really appreciated that. And particularly in looking back in that interview I was reading, this you said, I certainly don't expect a change overnight or for Obama to be some kind of miracle worker, but I do hope that once he gets into office, he will make a real difference beyond all the good talk that he gives. Which, looking back, I just, in looking at all these different articles, you actually were one of the few people to temper their comments.
Well, and, I'm so impressed. I don't even know when I said that.
you said
sounded
it, I promise
very
you.
Smart.
It was you.
You did your research.
I do my research. Claim it. Own it.
And I think that we still need to give him the chance to make his impact. And, you know, I think people have turned on him way too quickly. And you know, I mean, people will say that has nothing to do with race. I kind of think it does. You know, some of the way in which people feel licensed to criticize and I think that. You know, I don't know if I agree with every single thing, but I do get the sense that he's trying to do his best, and it's not easy what he came into. And I would like to, you know, I reserve. We're never really going to know until we're looking back, you know, and that's just how it is. And I don't know if we had such better options. Although I actually am a fan of Hillary Clinton, so
there you go. Awesome. Well, now can we talk about a little Ari Gold music?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, so let's get off the politics.
Yeah, that's what gets you in trouble.
That's the fun part. But no, here's the music. We're going to throw out some song names at you, Ari Gold, songs we've been playing all night. And you are going to tell us, sir, what these songs say about Ari Gold.
Fun.
Okay. So the first one...
Well, you think it's fun.
Just wait, Ari.
But we're judging you.
Okay. We'll start off easy. We'll start off.
Not really.
What does "Where the Music Takes You" say about Ari Gold?
Okay. Well, honestly, that song is the motto to my life, and I had been saying that a lot before I actually wrote the song. And I would just say, you know, I go where the music takes me, and that really was so true, because I went where the music took me, wherever, whether it was geographically, you know, out of the country to different states, if I could find an opportunity to work with someone or work on music, collaborate, and so then I wrote that song, and you know, and it's also a song about being true to yourself. So you know, so you stay where the music takes you, and you go where the music takes you, and you also go, you know, go beat to your own drum or drum to your own beer.
Now,
absolutely.
What does it mean that now? That's one of my prime treadmill songs, Ari. It's one of my prime treadmill songs. There's a certain point in the song where I'm on the treadmill and suddenly I'm Sasha. Is that okay?
Oh, don't worry. Suddenly I'm Sasha on stage, actually.
Because, and then you egg me on. You're like, what do you say? Go, Sasha. I don't know why. There was something. You give me a shout out as I'm singing. And it's a nice moment for us, Ari. You just don't know about it.
Well, you know, part of my incentive for that moment is you know, you can't change gay men's love of the big wailing pitch diva.
Sing, Sasha. I mean, that's what you
my
say.
Voice. I'm not that one. I mean, I know some gay men who could actually sing as high as that, but that's not me.
Somewhere around mile five, I'm Sasha, and then you say, "Sing, Sasha." It's a good moment for us.
Good. Well, you know, the fact that your show is called "This Is So Gay," like, there's so many things about that song that is just so gay.
Love it.
No people realize, because it's actually, you know, nothing in that song is explicit as far as the lyrics go. But you know, there's reference to the Wizard of Oz. There's a big high-pitched black diva singing at the, you know, climax of the song. There's references to, you know, Mariah Carey songs and
this should be our theme song.
I'm telling you, it is the This Show Is So Gay theme song.
We don't even have a theme song yet.
I kind of want
to
just start
to license that song and make me a lot more money. So
wow, are you
confused?
But we'll get to that. All right, so now
maybe you'll show people, you know, by licensing it, you'll show.
Oh yeah. We could be examples. We just can't give you money.
Yeah. It's bad enough that I think I'm Sasha, Ari. We need to keep the money for my own therapy at this point.
Yeah.
Now, what does Mr. Mistress say about Ari Gold?
Mr. Mistress is an empowering song. It's a song about talking about what we deserve in our life, and we deserve to, you know, if we've done the work of coming out of the closet and loving ourselves, then we don't need to get ourselves trapped in a situation in which we're with someone who doesn't love themselves or who is still in the process of learning that. I mean, we're all in the process, but, you know, it was based on a true story, and it was about me getting out of a situation that I didn't think was good for me. So it's kind of a call for all those people who are in those kind of bad relationships that they're not really getting the first priority that they deserve.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Good. All right, one more. We got one more for you. This is my favorite Ari Gold song. I mean, I you know, I have a lot. This is my favorite one. What does Ride to Heaven say about Ari Gold?
Oh, wow. Well, that one is sort of like it's actually a fantasy for me, because if you really listen to it, and I don't want to... you know, I like when people have their own interpretations of the song, and I may, by saying...
And I am going to ask what this says about Ken, too, so...
But that song really is all about the fantasy of being a bottom. That's, that's really what that song's about. And then there's a safe sex message within it as well, so...
All right, let's go back to me being Sasha.
What does... That song say about Ken?
Well, yeah. Anyway, hey, Ari, what are you working on these days?
Ken?
I am working on my fourth studio album.
Exciting.
You know, which, of course, doesn't include the remix album that I have with my coffee table book.
Right.
It is still available. I can send signed copies. You can buy them on my website, arigold.com.
Awesome.
96-page coffee table book with RuPaul collaborations, and Boy George took photos and wrote something, and... But I'm working on my fourth album. We're hoping to get the song out by the summertime. Working on a deal for that, and the single is called "Make My Body Rock."
Okay.
And the album has a whole concept, but I'm going to save that for when it's ready to drop.
All right.
You won't tell us. We won't tell anybody. What's the concept? Come on, we're just Vermont.
Well, it's all about. Let's just say that. It's about a tension of opposites.
Okay.
So, interesting. Right.
I'm already picturing the cover art. I'm picturing the cover art. Well, this is exciting. Yeah. Now, I know you already gave it a shout out, but tell everyone where they can go to learn more about all things Ari Gold.
Well, my website is the best place to sign up to that mailing list, arigold.com. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter/SirArigold.
Sir.
Oh, you got right on that, huh?
That's awesome.
Facebook/SirArigold, all of it. Follow me on it all, and I'd love to hear from you. I try to answer fans when they email me and stuff. I do see them, so I really appreciate all that love. It really helps me just to keep going every day, because, you know, it's not always easy being an artist.
Well,
in this economy.
I bet. Well, you and Sasha get me from mile 4 to mile 5, and I am most appreciative.
Thank you.
Sir Ari Gold, an absolute pleasure, as always, to have you on the show. We hope to have you back when you drop this new album.
Absolutely.
I will love to be back. You guys were great.
Okay. All Thanks right. so much, Ari. All the best.
Thanks so much, too. Bye-bye.
Later. Bye-bye. Mr. Mistress by Sir Ari Gold. Love it. It's like there's 10 minutes left and we haven't done any news yet. No, I know. This is insanity.
Hey, big news coming out of... Now, here's a phrase you never get to say. Big news coming out of Bolivia.
Get to say that often.
The Bolivian president, Evo Morales, he's apologized, Becca. he made some comments last week that linked homosexuality to, yes, eating chickens pumped with female hormones in industrial agriculture. He made the shocking remarks last week at a grassroots climate change conference in Bolivia. He said, quote, "The chicken we eat is full of feminine hormones, and that is why men eat these chickens. They undergo deviations from their masculine being." He also linked the diet to baldness in European men. So, eat more chicken, gays, and you'll stay
I so don't know how
gay.
To react.
I know, I don't know what to do with that. In Mississippi, one of our favorite states, Mississippi High School senior Kira, I think her name is Kira Sturgis. She opened her yearbook last Friday and, oops, where's my picture? Her picture wasn't there. She wore a tuxedo in the picture and the yearbook didn't even mention her name. She's a student at the Wessons Attendance Center and her mother fought with help from the ACLU last fall after school officials first rejected a photo of her in a tuxedo.
Yeah, I saw that. She got totally removed.
She got removed. She does identify as a lesbian. Quote, this is from the Jackson Free Press. Quote, the ACLU wrote an October letter demanding officials use Sturgis' submitted photo in the yearbook, but Copaya County School District officials refused. They expected the yearbook to at least contain a reference to her on the senior page, but then she opened it last Friday. There was no reference to her whatsoever. She's popular and academically accomplished. She's attended school for 12 years. But the Copaya County School District maintains that its decision not to run the photo is based on the federal legal precedent. But they didn't say which precedent. Got a ton of news stories, which, gosh, I thank you guys so much for sending us different things to talk about. That's always appreciated. You can always send us an email at thisshowisogay@AOL.com. And Bobby sent us an article about Illinois. The Equality Illinois was proud to report that the Illinois House of Representatives just voted by 108-0 to pass SB 3266, which will require schools to fight bullying by adopting anti-bullying policies, creating resistance education and training for students, and other reasonable measures. The Illinois State Senate, I think we had reported this earlier in the month, that the Illinois State Senate had passed it. And this bill covers bullying specifically targeted at students because of their sexual orientation. And it now goes to Governor Pat Quinn for signing. So thank you for sending that along. And then another one of our listeners, Jordan, who is a Marlboro alum, Marlboro College alum. Thank you, Jordan. Sent us, it's this story about Lindsey Graham that I kind of referenced last week, but it's just so ridiculous that I almost didn't even know what to do with it. This is a little fight between the Tea Party and they called for Senator Lindsey Graham to come out of their log cabin closet. It's just kind of another example of even from Tea Party people to Republicans that, hey, we can knock you down. We'll just call you gay. You're gay. And now you're knocked down. So yes.
Is that what's wrong with our radio show?
That what?
This show is so gay.
It makes your blood boil.
No, is the name just knocking us down?
No, I think it's bolstering us.
That's what I thought.
We can go where the music takes us. Over in Louisiana, the Louisiana State Senate Judiciary Committee, they defeated a proposal yesterday that would have allowed unmarried couples to adopt children together. Senators voted 3-1 against the bill, which was vocally opposed by different religious groups. The move is expected to kill the proposal for the rest of the legislative session. According to the Associated Press, quote, Louisiana law allows married couples or a single person to adopt a child. If a single person adopts a child and is in a relationship, whether straight or gay, the partner in that relationship has no legal parental rights, even if the partner is involved in raising the child. Gay couples aren't allowed to marry in Louisiana and can't legally adopt children together. The bill would have allowed two single people to jointly adopt a child, but the bill has been soundly defeated.
Yes.
And that will no longer happen in Louisiana.
For a while. Until they gain their census.
Right. Because if enough people cleared the census, maybe that would help show Louisiana that they got all these different things going
exactly.
on. Exactly. I don't know. There was some stuff about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Something like Nancy Pelosi said, no, I swear it will.
We really are going to vote eventually, soon-ish.
And the speculation continues for who's coming out on May 5th.
I think
I think Cinco de Mayo is a hint.
You do?
I do.
You think it's going to be Ricky Martin?
No, because he already came out.
I think he's going to do it again.
We covered that on our show.
I think he's going to say, no, seriously, I swear I'm gay.
Maybe he'll come out as straight.
It could. He could.
He'll be like, just kidding.
Well, so did you see? I was just thinking, because I was saying maybe he'll come out as trans. And that led me to, this was one of the big revelations on RuPaul's Drag Race, the reunion special, where one of the contestants, Sonique, I'm going to write to Sonique and have her on the show. Her big revelation was that she is a woman. She identifies as a woman. She does not identify as a drag queen. She hated taking off her makeup at the end of being in drag, just generally. And she is in the process of transitioning, for whatever that means
for
her.
We should absolutely.
That was really exciting.
Absolutely invite Sonique on the show.
Now, the tricky part was, and I almost wanted them to go back and edit, they were making the distinction between drag queens and people who are transgender. And that's a little curious because many people would argue that drag queens fall under the big umbrella of transgender, but we don't label others. We allow people to label themselves.
Well, there is a, terminology is tricky.
Yeah. But getting back to it, someone big coming out on May 5th. One story says it's a woman. One story says it's a man. One story says that
what's
they're
your
in
bet?
Music. My bet is Queen Latifah. That is my bet.
Interesting.
Yeah. And they're booked on The View, and they're booked on all these different shows already, but nobody knows who it is.
Ooh,
so
spooky.
Queen Latifah would be, that would be incredible. That, I think that would be great for the community. There's a lot of speculation about that. I'm not outing Queen Latifah. I would like to put that
he's
out
speculating.
There right
now. He's just, it's rumors and conjectures.
Rumors and conjectures. But yeah, no, that would be amazing. If I wanted to out someone, I would just keep talking about how gay Kevin Spacey is gay. Anyway. What? Your head. It's on the desk.
Oh.
How did that happen?
Ken, do we have a lawyer?
Well,
do we
like,
have a lawyer?
Given the week I've had, I kind of do have a lawyer, and I recognize that the lawyer is actually
not
the lawyer
actually
for the college,
your, yeah, no, not actually your lawyer.
But that's okay. Tons of ways to get in touch with us. Send us an email at thisshowissogay@AOL.com. Keep those stories coming in. If there's something you want us to highlight, we love local news. Someone sent us a story and said, you're probably not going to talk about this because it's just in our little area. No.
No, we love that because it doesn't necessarily get to us.
I wrote back, of course we're going to talk about it, and then I forgot to reprint it. But the theory holds that, yes, I would love to talk about your local news story. We love hearing about that because please know that it inspires other people. It inspires other people when we hear about that local stuff. So send us an email at thisshowsogay.com. Troll on over to thisshowsogay. Send us an email at thisshowsogay@AOL.com. Troll on over to thisshowsogay.com to listen to past shows and join our Facebook group.
And download us on iTunes.
These are all good things.
Or listen on one of the many websites that's free broadcasting
indeed,
us.
Indeed. Broadcasting with pride.
Worldwide.
On Q Nation FM. Is that going to be our new thing?
We totally did it.
Okay, we could do that.
We
win.
That
was pretty natural. Coming up next week, we got Shannon Wentworth, who was one of the advocates 40 under 40. We love that list, too.
So we're under 40.
I know. I thought, actually, when I saw that, that was a better shot for us to get on the 40 under 40. I think the Out 100 is going
to
be a bit of a rough ride.
No, we are. I mean, we're right there at like 113 right now. I think we're moving up.
Amy Ray pushed us to 111.
We just need one or two of them to decide maybe they rather go back in the closet or.
Yeah.
I don't want to wish injury or death
start
on anyone.
Linking being gay to chicken in Bolivia, and then they automatically. I think that's.
And then they'll be off the list.
They'll be off the list. So, Neil Patrick Harris, if you could. Link chicken to gayness, that would, you know, give one of us a shot at getting on the list. So you and Queen Latifah, that would be awesome.
We don't take up much room.
No.
We could be one number together.
We're tiny little people.
Yeah.
Tiny little people.
Well, you're not really that tight. You're kind of tall, actually.
Do you just call me fat again?
I called you tall.
Hey, can we just
it's
return?
Like fat, but on a different axis.
Would you have yelled back at the people? What would your response have been if you were in the Walmart parking lot?
Oh, I would not have yelled back. I would have been too chicken.
So you would, what would you
I think? Would have been seeking shelter, like in my car, and driving across the state line back to Vermont.
Because I of course put this on my Facebook status. And by the way, friend Becca, friend I, we love new friends. Yes.
Okay.
I feel it's correct. I have a PhD. And so I put this on my Facebook status, and I'm getting all these people who are really pissed off. And I kind of didn't mean to piss everybody off. I was trying to be lighthearted and say, hey, we're making progress. They yelled faggots, plural. And by the way, now we have to code this show as explicit on iTunes because we use the F word. Anyway, send us an email. We love you. We love stories. Thanks for listening. Go out there and do great things. We're going to play a little Ari Gold music to send you on your... I'm sorry. We're going to play a little Sir Ari Gold music.
That's right. Don't get the title wrong there.
I want to be Sir Ken Schneck. Sir Dr. Ken Schneck. That'd be pretty cool.
Sir Dr. Ken... It's just... No.
It's good. It works for me. Folks, get out there. Do amazing things. And remember, above all else, why be gay when you can be so gay?